What is your ancestry? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. We're in John chapter 7, 40 through 53. And I did this earlier this year last year, in Peace on Earth. And I broke down some lineage of Jesus that is pretty important for us. We believe that Jesus is priest, prophet, and king. Priest, prophet, and king. And yet, we also know that Jesus' priesthood is different. Jesus is not from the tribe of Levi. Once again, Jesus not from the tribe of Levi. For those of you who have read the Old Testament, for those of you who have done Bible in the Year with Father Mike Schmitz, which you have not done, I encourage you to do so. After Jacob, after Israel, there are the 12 tribes from the 12 sons of Jacob. And one of those sons, Levi, then has the tribe of Levi, and that's where all of the Old Testament priests came from. All of the Old Testament priests came from the tribe of Levi. Clearly from our gospel passage today and what we know from the infancy narratives, particularly in the Gospel of Luke, this is the Gospel of John affirming the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is from the tribe of Judah, and that is why Joseph had to go to Bethlehem because of the house of David. So Jesus, because of his adoption by Joseph, is considered to be from the house of David, from the tribe of Judah, which is the kingly tribe. So King David was from Bethlehem and Judah. And so we think of Jesus being the king, right? For those of you who remember the last of the Christmas feasts, we gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh because he's king. Jesus is also a priest, though, but he's not from the tribe of Levi. And for those of us who have read through the Bible, we know that if you're not a priest from the tribe of Levi and you try to act like a priest, like God doesn't accept your sacrifice. But Jesus is a priest because he offers the eternal sacrifice, which is the perfect Lamb of God, the unblemished Lamb. He is the unblemished Lamb, and he himself is the priest, but he's also the victim. So he's from the order of Melchizedek, though, because in the book of Genesis, prior to the 12 tribes of Israel, of Jacob, we have this mysterious priest, Melchizedek. This is who Jesus is. Jesus is from a priesthood that has no ancestry. Melchizedek is described as having no ancestry. He offers a sacrifice of bread and wine, and he's known as the Prince of Peace. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he offers a sacrifice of bread and wine. When we begin to look at all of this, we realize that, wow, that is the new priesthood, and that's why actually, like, me, Father Jonathan Meyer, I'm a priest, but I'm not from the tribe of Levi. I'm not from the tribe of Judah, because the new priesthood followed in the footsteps of Jesus is not about ancestry. It's about calling. It's about choice. And we offer, what is the sacrifice that I offer? A sacrifice of bread and wine. Now, I was interested about this as well, and we tied this in, and I think it's just powerful to think. Joseph is of the house of Judah, the house of David. Mary, his mother, however, is from the tribe of Levi. And in fact, when we speak about the second joyful mystery, the mystery of the visitation, and we speak about Mary going in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth, Elizabeth is her cousin, meaning a close relative, but Elizabeth is married to a priest from the tribe of Levi. And Elizabeth is from the tribe of Levi. And in fact, Elizabeth is actually her aunt. Mary's mother, Anne, or Anna, was actually a sister to Elizabeth. We know that Elizabeth was elderly, right? She was without a child with Zechariah. So when we begin to look at this, we begin to realize that Anne and Elizabeth are sisters. Anne gives birth, of course, to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Elizabeth gives birth to John the Baptist. But Mary would then be the niece, actually, if we understand it, of Elizabeth. But although they are of the tribe of Levi, because of the marriage of Mary and Joseph, the child is actually considered to be from the tribe of Judah. So he's not from the priestly class, but because he is in the lineage of Melchizedek from the tribe of David, from Melchizedek, he is a priest forever, as we read in the Psalms, and also then confirmed again in Hebrew. He is a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. That's why you can go to Mass today. You can go to Mass today because Jesus is a priest in the order of Melchizedek. You can go to Mass today because Jesus laid his hands on 12 men who are not from the tribe of Levi and made them priests. And those men have laid their hands on the heads of other men not from the tribe of Levi. And ultimately, Archbishop Daniel Beaclide laid his hands on my head and actually on Father Hallowell's head. Both of us were ordained by Archbishop Daniel Beaclide. And none of us are from the tribe of Levi, but we are in the order of Melchizedek. So the sacrifice of bread and wine that's been offered since the upper room is perpetuated through the order of Melchizedek. It's powerful stuff, and this just proves why we need to know the Bible. No scripture, no Jesus. No Jesus, no peace. Like, that's all no, by the way, K-N-O-W. But it's also true. No Bible, no scripture, no Jesus, no peace. You want peace in your life? Understand scripture, understand the truth. It's powerful. So what's your ancestry? Who were your parents? How have they helped you to be who you are today? How have they hindered you from being who you are today? What does your ancestry say about who you are? Let's praise the Lord for our human family. Let's praise the Lord for the ways that it leads us to salvation. Let's be thankful for the new order of priests given to us, the priests that are in the order of Melchizedek. God bless you, and I would love you to have an absolutely amazing weekend. God bless. Peace.